Deep Fried Geeks presents... Movies with a... Movies with a...
Larry, get off your phone.
Oh, a teen.
Hello, movie geeks. It's Mattman. Welcome to the very first inaugural edition of Movies with a Teen. What's up, Larry?
Hi, how are you?
You're familiar with my one of our co-hosts of the Deep Fried Geeks, who also happens to be my daughter, Larry.
Yep.
Larry also is a teenager. What? Right? You're a teenager,
yes.
Right? Because this whole concept wouldn't work if you're not a teenager.
Well, in my head, I'm like two.
You're 2 years old?
Mentally, I'm two.
Mentally. So why are you 2 years old in your head?
I don't know. I just am.
Okay. So you're like a... sometimes they call guys like me a man child. So you're a teen child?
I guess you could call it that.
Okay. So what's the premise of our show, Larry? For the fine people at home.
So we watch... So before we watch a movie, like we watch movies that I haven't seen, and
yes.
And before we watch it, we like talk about what I think it is, and what we think it is about, and then we watch the movie, and then or a TV show or whatever, and then at the end we like say what our what we thought about it.
Yes, that's a good description. You're the description master.
Thank
good
you.
Job. So, the premise is we're going to be watching movies that you've never seen that came out before you were born.
Yep.
So, either like classics, cult classic, geek classics, maybe some of Mattman's favorites that you haven't seen. And then we're going to put that in our eyes and ears. And then we're going to talk about it afterwards. So, this week, I decided to choose more of a cartoon from back when I was a child. But it is a very popular cartoon. The Batman the Animated Series. Have you ever seen Batman the Animated Series with me?
Yes.
Okay.
One episode.
Do you know what the episode was?
Was it on Netflix?
No, it was never
on
Netflix.
DVD?
I own a DVD set, yes.
Where's the... Do you have the DVD case?
Yes, I do have the DVD case with us.
Oh, I've seen that.
If you have not seen the DVD case, it is Batman the Animated Series DVD case. We are pulling off of season one.
I've seen it.
Batman the Animated...
Maybe not.
It's cartoon.
Is this what it looks like? Maybe.
Yep,
no,
very similar to that. It's a Batman cartoon that came out in 1992, Larry.
No, I don't think I've seen it.
Do you know how old I was in
1992? I don't know. When were you born?
1983.
Oh, so you're like 9.
Yes, I was 9 years old. I was 9 when this cartoon came out. Crazy, right? So Batman the Animated Series...
Not that long ago.
It was 23 years ago. It's kind of a long time, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So Batman the Animated Series came out then. And so the episode we're watching is an award-winning episode of the Batman the Animated Series. It is titled Heart of Ice. It is around 30 minutes long. It won an Emmy for best writing of an animated series show.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
It was written by Paul Dini and directed and animated by Bruce Timm.
Who Dini?
Paul Dini.
Who Dini?
Paul Dini.
Who Dini?
Do you know what Paul Dini is famous for, my young child?
Magic.
My Padawan. Paul Dini's not famous for magic. No. Houdini Paul Dini. Paul Dini.
Sounds like a brand of hot dogs.
Paul Dini hot dogs?
Yeah. Dini.
Dini hot dogs? Dini. There you go, Paul Dini. You can start your own brand of hot dogs and put them in your mouth. That's a catchphrase from our from
Goodbye.
Deep Fried Geeks. If you don't listen to our main podcast. So, Paul Dini, any guess of what he's famous for? other than maybe being the writer of the animated series. No, he's a writer. He used to write for Tiny Toons. He wrote for this, and he wrote some other things. But there's one character, and I'll give you a hint. One character in the Batman animated universe that he created. He was the creator of this character.
I'm not as educated on Batman.
Just take a guess.
The Penguin or whatever?
No.
No.
Harley Quinn.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Paul Dini is the creator of Harley Quinn. I love He wrote, I know you do. He wrote her for the Batman the animated series in one of the episodes. And then she spun off into all different characters.
Nice.
Pretty cool, right? So, looking at The Heart of Ice and talking about this episode and it won an Emmy, what would be your guess as to what it's about?
So it's like different episodes, right?
This is a different. This is episode
like the
11.
Last episode?
No, this is episode 11 of Batman the Animated Series.
I'm just gonna like take a leap here. Somebody's heart gets frozen. I really don't know.
Okay,
you have the description.
So
I'm not gonna
whose heart do you think gets frozen?
Well,
Batman's heart gets frozen. Okay. So, Batman totally has a heart.
Barely.
That's why he fights crime, because he's avenging his parents. He has a broken heart. It's shattered into a million bat pieces. This is for my parents. My heart's shattered into pieces, so I'm gonna fight them, because it's frozen, and my heart's of ice. So that's what it is. His heart is frozen of ice, and so it's about Batman. Trying to make his heart unfrozen?
He'll never be able to do that.
Okay. So
no, I don't think it's him.
Okay. So you don't think he's
like
the one with the heart of ice?
Like, no.
Somebody's heart is frozen, though.
Yeah, like, either Harley Quinn or, like, is ooh, what if it's a villain?
Okay, so there's a villain.
Cool.
Yep, there's a villain. And the villain has their heart frozen?
Yeah.
Okay. So what will that villain be called, do you think? Do you think it's a villain, or do you think this is like the creation? It's Elsa?
No.
Let it go.
Like Olaf, Revenge of Olaf. I don't know.
Revenge of Olaf?
Yeah. What if they have a snowman in this episode?
There might be a snowman, because you saw the title screen with the snowflakes, right?
I thought that was stars.
Oh, no. Ooh, sorry, I gave part away. It's snowflakes. Okay.
It was like black, and then it ended.
So you're expecting a villain to have a frozen heart. So then what does Batman do when this villain has a frozen heart?
He has to shatter their heart for them.
Batman's going to shatter their heart.
You know you're going
to do it. So it's like the Grinch. So he's got to shatter it to make it like two sizes bigger that day. He's going to stab them in the heart. But Batman doesn't kill people.
Or he could be like, have like Flash's powers or whatever.
The Flash.
Really fast. I'm sticking him to their chest.
To warm it up. But I think Flash pulls people's hearts out that way. Or like Superman for Batman v Superman.
Okay. If you haven't seen Flash like on Netflix, this is like spoilers if you haven't watched it yet.
Spoilers for Flash.
The Reverse Flash.
Yep.
And, I can't say this because you haven't seen season two.
I haven't seen season, but I know what you're talking about, where he rips out Cisco's heart in season one.
Yeah, and he, like, shakes his hand really fast, and, But then he's okay. He's okay.
Yeah.
I started sobbing in the episode.
Okay.
And I think, when that happened,
Flash gave me some feels, too.
Yeah, my mom was there with me.
So do you think this episode is about Flash, then? Shaking Batman's heart.
Let's be realistic here, no.
Because everything else we've suggested it's about, like, Elsa is realistic.
No, well, before that, it's pretty realistic. This is just taking it to another notch. This isn't as bad as that. Okay, so we recorded an episode, right?
Is it going to be called the Lost episode that we're never going to release?
Well, no, we can release it as a bonus episode. If
okay.
If we become, like, popular. I don't know if that's okay, but we did like another episode and we like recorded it and it was hilarious. But yes. Then it, like, it was crazy.
What was it about? It was a long Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Yeah. So maybe we'll release that someday. You'll have to finish the movie, though, because you couldn't even finish the movie.
I don't want to finish the movie.
Alright, so.
The movie sucks. No, friends, it sucks. For the movie, it was like.
Maybe you need to be a little older for it.
It was bad.
That's the whole point. It's satirical.
Part of my eyes were popping. I was like, what the heck? What am I watching? It didn't even make sense. It didn't. I don't even think they were talking about a Holy Grail movie.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I don't remember.
Yeah. So hopefully this is better, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully they're actually talking about Hearts of Ice. Because every movie has to talk about their name title, right? Do you think Batman wins?
Well, probably, because there's okay. more episodes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, this is my absolute favorite.
Wait, you just spoiled. You said, is it a battle? So it's a battle?
Well, he's always fighting bad guys. He's always punching bad guys in the turkey necks, right?
He did that to Joker in the movie.
He did. He always fights bad guys. That's what Batman's all about.
Yeah.
So,
I actually liked the... Okay, no, we need to get back.
You're going off topic again.
I was going to say, I liked the Batman in Suicide Squad.
Yes, I did too.
I liked Joker too.
So, this is one of my favorite... This is my absolute favorite Batman of the Animated Series episodes. This is actually probably my favorite Batman story arc ever.
Is it
like
really
this whole
not
episode
good?
No, it's amazing. It's super good. You're in for a treat. If so how much do you think you're gonna like it? Like out of we're going to 0 to 10 geek glasses.
0 is Holy Grail. 10 is like 10 is like Pretty Little Liars. Nothing can get up to that.
Nothing can get better than Pretty Little Liars. What about Star Wars? Where would Star Wars rank on that then?
7.
Star Wars is
okay, no, I'll get it.
Wow.
No, an 8 or 9.
You hold that Pretty Little Liars pretty high there, huh, team?
I binged watched that this summer. There's like, how many seasons? 6 seasons? And
yeah.
Season 7 is still like
so
going
pretty,
on?
Best thing ever, huh?
I binged watched it. This summer, I watched it in like 5 weeks.
Well, everybody geeks out about something, so I won't make fun of you for being a geek for Pretty Little Liars.
Obsession, it's sad.
Maybe you should go get checked out. You want to go to a psychiatrist or something?
Like A is following me. We need to do
hello,
an episode about
hello, my name's Victoria, and I'm addicted to Pretty Little Liars.
You see those clips, and yeah. It's like, my name's Victoria. Or like the guy, and he was like, hey, my name's like Tom or whatever. He's like, and I'm addicted to my 23 girlfriends.
What are you talking about?
He was like, my floaties.
Are you talking about a YouTube video?
No. They have these clips that are like
really
popular.
Me and the audience are lost here, Larry.
Don't know what I'm talking about. And it's like the British show or whatever. And I'm like, the addicted show. I'm like, my name's blah, blah, blah. And then I'm addicted to dabbing. Or like, it was like, when I'm addicted to my 23 floatable
okay.
Pool toy girlfriends.
So where can we find this
like,
video?
Online, like on like Facebook all or right. Instagram or
okay, so it's some kind of social media video. Okay,
you didn't see
it? I have not seen it. That's just a typical thing that people do. Like when they go to AA
like,
or
he eats dinner with them, and he like I'm not even kidding. He like takes baths with them.
I think you need to go to a social media anonymous class.
Rice Gum did one. He's a YouTuber that roasts people when he's like, I'm My name is Rice Gum, and I'm addicted to roasting people.
That's funny. So that's actually what people say when they go to like things called Alcoholics Anonymous.
It's a legit TV show. I'm kidding. This TV show, they have people on it.
Okay, Larry. So how did we go from
Batman?
Because you're a teenager, and we got on the top. You thought I was talking about a YouTube video.
No, it's not a YouTube video. It's a TV show.
All right. So out of 10 stars, 0 being Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and 10 being Pretty Little Liars. Yeah. That's our official ranking scale. Yeah. Where do you think you're gonna rate Batman the Animated Series?
I don't know.
If it's actually
really good, I'll give it an 8.
An 8 or a 9.
If it's like amazing, like Suicide Squad, I'll give it a 9.
Okay. Be prepared. We need to get some Kleenexes because I tend to cry during this episode. So we're gonna go for it, right?
You're really sensitive to that.
I am very sensitive.
Don't get me wrong,
sometimes.
I did sob a lot in Pretty Little Liars, but
so are you ready to go ahead and watch Batman? All right, so we're gonna go ahead and watch Batman the Animated Series: Heart of Ice. It's in season 1. If you want to watch it with us, and then come on back, and we're going to Larry's gonna give it her official review. All right, ready, Larry?
Yep. Oh.
And we're back. All right, so we just got done watching Batman the Animated Series Heart of Ice. Hopefully you did as well, or you have watched it before. But through the power of podcasting and the interwebs, we're back within like seconds.
Yeah.
But it was more like 22 minutes and 15 seconds. So, Larry, if you had to give the fine people at home a synopsis, do you know what a synopsis is?
Summing it up.
Like if you would read a synopsis of it online, it'll say this movie is about this. So just a warner, this is going to be spoilers. What would your synopsis about The Heart of Ice be?
I wouldn't be able to give one. I don't know.
All I would say
is chicken noodle soup.
It was about chicken noodle soup. Okay, so it's about Mr. Freeze, right?
Yeah.
And so, his origin story?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. So who was he before he was Mr. Freeze?
I don't remember.
You don't remember his name?
Some psychopath that trapped his wife into some...
He wasn't a psychopath.
Then why did he put her in there?
Because she was sick. She had a disease.
Oh.
And he was a scientist who was running an experiment on a cryogenic chamber to freeze her to when there was a cure available, he could bring her back and give her the cure.
Oh, wouldn't that kill her, though?
He was a scientist. He was trying to figure out how not to kill her. People do that now. You can get cryogenically frozen now.
Ugh.
Like, people actually, there's websites where you can go and pay millions of dollars to get cryogenically frozen. And people are hoping that they can come back, and once they figure out how to live forever, they can do that. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, who had the heart of ice? In the middle of it, Batman had the cold and he started to sneeze. You're like, it's Batman! Batman's heart is ice! So, who do you think the title's referring to? Who has the heart of ice?
Either the guy that... The bad guy? You know who I'm talking about. The guy in the tuxedo, and he was trying to like...
Oh, the...
Either him
the,
or...
The guy who ran Gotham Corp?
Yeah.
So, the CEO... I guess that's a good idea. He had a heart of ice, kind of, because he wanted to... He wanted to stop the...
Yeah.
And so he made...
Or
Mr. Freeze. Probably more Mr. Freeze, right? But the idea of the Gotham Corp CEO having the heart of ice is a neat idea, too, because... He kind of did because he stopped the procedure and killed his wife because he just wanted money.
Yeah.
So, what was your favorite part about the whole episode?
The chicken noodle soup part.
The chicken noodle soup part?
And Batman sneezing.
And the
that
the
was funny.
Batman sneezing, too?
In the beginning, he was like, ah, Like, and it was really funny. His nostrils were like flaring up.
Yeah, they are. The animation was really good at that. And then the end, and the girl was like, "What was that?" And he's like, "The only cure for a cold." Do you know why the chicken noodle soup broke his helmet like that?
Because his helmet was made out of like.
Right, it was glass and it was frozen, and so the hot temperature made it shatter. Pretty cool, right?
Uh-huh.
So did you get a little teary-eyed at any points?
No.
Not even at the end when he's sitting in the cell in Arkham?
Wasn't that sad.
No? You didn't think it was that sad?
No.
But he was sad because his wife was dead.
Yeah,
but... And he was saying that he failed her, and that and that he hopes he's waiting for her where a warm hand can meet his.
Okay, yeah, that kind of is sad.
A little sad, right?
It was hard to understand him because he sounded like Edgar Allan Poe. No, I like Edgar Allan Poe. He sounded like some
quote like, Mr. Freeze, nevermore.
I like Edgar Allan Poe.
I like Edgar Allan Poe, too.
I mean, like some like weird poet.
Yeah, he is. Okay, so he's weird, like, he was talking in poems and riddles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Edgar Allan.
So, did you know that was Mr. Freeze's origin story?
Basically.
You kind of knew that, but you'd never seen it breaking down like that before. Okay. What did you think, what was your favorite, like, fight scene? What was cool, the action scenes you thought?
Like, I think it was towards the beginning when, Captain Freeze or whatever his name is.
Dude, Mr. Freeze.
Tired.
Okay, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze, freezed that innocent guy's legs.
Oh, okay.
An accident. And he's like, "You deserved it. You did it on yourself."
Because
he missed. He has horrible aim. Yeah. It wasn't the guy's fault.
Batman moved.
Yeah.
So, I like that part, too, and then where Batman saves him.
Yeah. Well, you don't see Batman save him.
No, but then...
But you didn't see him after that at all.
So yeah, you did.
Really?
Well, he went back to the Batcave.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in the big tube. Yeah, yeah. And then
maybe he was actually dead.
No, and then Alfred was like, "Oh, you had a lot of compassion saving him." And then it showed, like, the heart monitor and him being alive. So, Batman saved his life.
I remember that part, but I don't remember the heart.
Okay. I guess we gotta watch it again.
Nope.
So, what was your least favorite part of it? What didn't you like? What bugged you? Anything bug you about it?
The guy's voice.
You didn't like his voice?
I didn't like, no.
So, they were trying to make him sound like a robot or make sound like he had no emotions. Right? And so, remember when he came into the room and Batman was watching the video and he was like, "Heartbreaking, isn't it?" And he was like, "I would shed a tear if I had tears left to shed." Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to show...
He sounds like a poet.
He did. For be having a frozen heart, he definitely was pretty emo, right? Emotional Dr. Freeze. I can't say emo?
Say emotional.
Why can't I say emo?
Because it's better to say emotional. Now there's different definitions.
Okay. So he was very emotional.
Yes.
Right. So you didn't like his voice at all?
Uh-uh.
See, that's my favorite part. It's his voice and the things he says and how they portray.
It pierced my ears.
Yeah. Pierced your ears?
Yeah. I hated the sound
that's funny.
Of his voice.
So what is your overall feeling of Batman the Animated Series Heart of Ice?
What's
your overall feeling? Heart like. It was amazing. I love it so much.
It was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not like a big fan as you, so it's not like, whoa. It's like, oh, cool, that's nice. I feel like I've seen it before, though, but I think it's because I've probably overheard you watching it.
Probably. I watch it a lot.
You do. I remember the chicken noodle soup part.
Okay. So,
like, I wasn't.
Do you remember ever sitting down and watching a full Batman the Animated Series episode?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, like half of one.
Half of one?
I probably fell asleep through the rest. All right.
So it was good, but you're not a big fan.
I'm not like a big fan.
Would Would you watch it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you watch Batman of the Animated Series again? Not at nighttime? Okay. Too sleepy?
Okay. It took me a lot not to fall asleep. That's just because I've had a long day.
It's because Mr. Freeze's voice was lulling you to sleep.
No. The only reason I stayed awake.
So, on your scale, zero being worst movie ever, in your opinion, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which may be sacrilegious, and ten being the best thing ever, a.k.a. Pretty Little Liars.
Or
where
Suicide
would you?
Squad.
Or Suicide Squad.
So, I give it a 7 or an 8.
7 or an 8?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pick. So 7.5? Seven
it
and a half geek
it's
glasses. Is that what we're going to use for our rating scores? Geek
glasses?
Yes. Okay. 7.5 pairs of geek glasses.
Yeah, that's pretty high, though.
So do you recommend to the movie geeks, then TV geeks, that they watched Heart of Ice?
Only if you don't have sensitive ears.
Okay. So couple things. Watch it only if you don't have sensitive ears, and only if it's not nighttime.
Only if you don't have sensitive ears.
Okay.
Because his voice will hurt your ears even more. Seriously, I hate it. Okay.
His voice was that bad, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
When
so
first, like, the opening scene is his voice. Is this the audio? And the sound?
It's kind of like...
just like...
kind of like how I was when I first watched Dark Knight Rises with Bane's voice. And I didn't like it. Because he talks like this. So people, you recommend that they should definitely watch it?
Yes.
Alright, and I give it a 10 out of geek glasses because I love that
What's
episode.
What's your scale? What's the worst to the highest?
Mine would be like the highest would be like Star Wars.
Okay.
And the worst would be a movie called Monkey Bone. Pretty awful, horrible movie. Maybe we could watch that sometime.
Oh.
Probably the only movie that I ever walked out during of a movie theater.
You've told me this story.
I think it's starring Brendan Fraser.
Weren't they like killing each other, like monkeys eating each other?
I don't even remember, but it was pretty awful.
And you and Mom walked out of it.
Yes, it was about like a cartoonist or something.
Yeah,
it was,
guys were like on a date and you. Like,
yeah, it was pretty bad. So I would give it a 10 because I love Batman and the
I've
animated
never
series.
Walked out of a Like, if I have to go to the bathroom, yeah, but, like actually leaving a movie because it sucks, no.
Yeah.
I'm still right. 14 now.
So, what do you want to try to watch next?
I don't know. Maybe that movie.
Maybe that movie? Okay. Maybe. Monkey Bone? Oh,
yeah.
Man. I don't wanna... All right. It's on Netflix, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Or something on the shelf.
Okay.
The
so,
box.
Do us a favor. Go watch Batman the Animated Series, Heart of Ice. Put it in your eyes and ears. Enjoy Paul Dini and Bruce Timm's masterpiece. And,
Hot Dog.
Hot Dog?
Paul Hot Dog.
Paul Hot Dog. Paul Dini?
Paul Hot Dog.
Paul Dini? You're supposed to say
Houdini,
Houdini remember?
Houdini?
Keep calm.
And
geek out.
No, you can't say that.
No?
Hey, no.
So what's going to be your ending?
I don't know.
You gotta come
oh,
up with
Oh, okay.
Them.
We'll just do that then. For now.
Okay. Keep calm.
And
geek out.